Oh, yeah, I have him. He's picking it up right now. Hang on for me.
Okay.
Emily, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you very much. That's my daughter's name.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah, it is. Emily,
yeah.
I don't want to take much of your time, so I'm going to try to be as brief as I can. I am reading through the notes here that Lulu left. I mean, I'm sorry. I was just speaking with my other colleague,
okay.
Tara. I mean,
yeah.
That Tara left for me, and she tells me that, you know, you've spoken to a few companies that seem to, you know, you just ringing up your phone like crazy, and
yeah, seriously,
you know, let's see here, and you know, they're all, you know, trying to gain your business, obviously. And that's what I said. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can here. Our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business 20 years, Emily, and we are a premier partner to Google.
Where are you guys based out of?
I'm based out of our corporate headquarters here in Southern California, Orange County, to be precise. I'm not sure if you are familiar with Orange County, California.
I'm not.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're about.
Yeah,
maybe
no. Four. I just wanted to know if you guys were Cruces. I think the people we talked to earlier were based out of Las Cruces.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. No, no, no. We're based out of the same state Google's in.
okay. Cool.
Yeah. So we are an SEO company, right? We do search engine optimization, obviously. And what we offer is to place your company on the first page of Google right alongside of, like, Hawkeye Welding, Torres Welding, Weaver Welding. There's a few that came up. Acosta's Welding. And what is this? How do you pronounce this? Etherington Work Welding. Okay. So,
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. So these guys here are the guys that come up on the first page of Google, right? I mean, the reason that they are staying quite occupied and busy, not because they're doing any better welding than you guys, Emily, simply because they are on that first page. Okay.
Right.
And like Tara explained, and here's the bottom line. I know you said you guys are, you know, sort of tours, you know, still a newer company, and, you know, your finances is what you guys are definitely looking at very closely, which makes a lot of sense.
Yes, sir.
So what we offer, again, we would put you on that first page of Google. She tells me that you are building your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. How is that going for you? How is that working?
It's my first time doing it, so it's definitely a learning curve. But I think I'm getting along.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Well,
yeah.
Just so you know, under the services that we provide, I can actually offer to build a website for you if at any times you want it, you know, to allow the professionals. Not saying you're not, so don't take me wrong there, right? Don't think I'm trying to be in a you know what. No, I don't even know how to do a website. That's our IT guys, right? The IT department, that's who does all that back end work. So more power to you. You're building one.
It's definitely interesting. It's been a process.
Right.
I'm using Wix, so it's a little easier, but.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
still,
as part of the service, we can actually build one for you if you wanted us to do that. You know.
So included with the price that we pay to.
Correct.
Have
correct.
On
yeah.
Top of the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went ahead and I will, you know, Lulu left a lot of notes. I mean, Jesus, why do I keep saying Lulu? Tara left.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with her. She's one of our other agents. I was on the phone with her for about 20 minutes before jumping on this call. Tara sent me a message and said, hey, I need your help here. And I jumped over here and I'm just going through the notes as I'm talking to you. She needed help because she is trying to, you know, ask me if I could honor a pricing of $199. Just so you know, our pricing is quite a bit higher than that. But if you guys decide to jump on board with us, I will go ahead and do that as a courtesy, you know, to get you guys with,
oh,
you know,
wow.
to to, you know, give us an opportunity to show what we can do here alongside with Google, because not everyone's on that first page, Emily. I'm going to be just keep it really straight and 100 with you. I mean, so many companies would like to be on there, right? But they're not, you know. So
all
I would
those other companies that are on there, do they pay a person at all to do that?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, they do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. There's. Go ahead.
Oh, I was, when I, you know, since I've been doing this whole website building and stuff, the SEO, I've been looking into that a lot, and I thought that if I did that and put, like, you know, keywords in our website and just built that up, it would give us, you know, that pop-up. So I guess I was mistaken with that.
Absolutely not, and I say that with all due respect. I mean, because if that was the case, it would put a company like us out of business a long time ago.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, hey, why am I going to pay you if I can do this?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was telling my husband. I was like, no, that's why I answered this phone call, because I was like, there ain't no damn way I am paying somebody to put us on this website when I could do it by myself.
Right, right. Well, I mean, what Google does allow you to, you know, to create a GBP, which is a profile, but to get on that first page, I mean, there's no point of doing that if you're not being, you know, visible to people that are Googling stuff. And that's where, you know, companies that work alongside, because we're partners to Google, right? We work with their, you know, their lower end customers. When I say that, I mean like the, you know, mom and pop shops type of deals, right? Because Google, you know, you're never, Google's never going to call you to ask you if you want to be, first page, because they deal with Coca-Cola, Mercedes, Pepsi. I mean, their contracts are
the
with
big guys.
Are the big dudes. So they contract us as their premier partners and say, hey, you guys deal with the not the bigger guys. That's, you know, to put it at the least. So under that $199, Emily, which I will honor, I will get you guys on that first page. I will build a website for you guys. I would say, and this is just as an advice, I know you're working on one. I would say give us a shot and let us build one for you since I can do it under that pricing. Right? This way, if there's anything on the back end that I would ever have to change or update, or you say, hey, Mario, I got a new picture, I want you to update on there, then we can do that for you without hesitation. Because what happens is that if you build your own website under Google guidelines, and we have to completely obey their guidelines in order to keep their partnership, we couldn't touch your website. You know, we couldn't go on there and say, hey, let's make a change, because it breaches it would breach the agreement that we have with Google. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to send you, here, let me send this for you. Just God, there's so many. I was looking for a welding one. I couldn't find it because there's so many here. I'm going to choose one here. I'm going to send you a sample.
Well, here's the thing. I've already made our logo. I've already made business cards.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. Well, you know if you did all of that, if you did all of that, then what we can do, we can simply attach it to your JBP, right? We can put it on Google for you, but we couldn't make changes, if that makes any sense. So you would be...
Yeah, so you guys can use it, but not...
Yeah, right. Yeah, we can't go on it, right? So, I mean, we can put it on there and say, hey, you know what, this is what we'll do. We'll put it on there for you, you know, so you can get hits and people can look at it. But if there's ever a time where you say, hey, I want to update this, you would have to do it, you know, because... the company would not take that risk of, you know, getting... not obeying Google's guidelines. Right.
Yeah.
So
you guys would build the website around the logo and the stuff I've already created for it?
Well,
do that?
If we built the site, it would have to be, no. So let's use the one you have, you know, especially if you're this far in already, let's just use what you have. Yeah. Especially because you put that already on business cards, and that would be a headache in itself to change that. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, so let's use the one you have. We'll get you on the first page of Google. We would also, just so you know, we work with Yelp, Bing, and Apple. I'm not sure if you're familiar with these companies.
We have Apple phones.
Yeah. So anyone that has an iPhone, you know, some people use Safari on their phones to do searches. We would also list Perry Advanced Welding through Apple.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty. Go ahead.
With the website that y'all build, are they iPhone
compatible? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, compatible. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
That was the other thing I was having problems with is Wix. I can make it to where it's iPhone or phone compatible on the site, but it's just that part's really difficult.
You know, let's try what you have, and at any point, you know, you say, hey, you know what, this is not really working or it's not really getting the hits that I want. You know, you let us know down the line, and we'll go ahead and build one for you. That's not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
So let's give it a shot there. Now, Rosalind, your last name is Mendez?
My last name is Perry.
Oh, Perry. Gosh, give me a second. I need to go get some rest, man. I'm looking. I have like three accounts. I have three accounts open here in front of me.
Oh God.
And I, here, let me close two of these.
Oh God.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens when you manage a big team and everybody wants help with, you know how that
everything.
Goes. Yeah.
I have three kids and a husband.
Okay, well, see, you got a big, you have a bit, you have a bigger team to manage, and then you gotta work on top of that. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun.
What's your last name, Emily?
So,
you said Perry. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys get, you know, our number?
Well, we do have a marketing team, right? I'm not sure if you're listed on any platform or you try to do your, you know, get listed anywhere where your number, I mean, first off, your number is public record, right? But no more, for the most part,
right.
If you, you know, try to build anything through maybe Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtack.
Angie's List, yeah.
Yeah, so if if you went on there, what happens, we get a marketing team that looks up these, company names, and that if we see if you're not, you know, if once they look that you're not on Google or on the first page, you become a premier candidate to us. That's all it is. And what's your email address, Emily?
Emily, E-M-I-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
R is the Marine. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Okay.
AOL.com.
Wow, it's been a while since I've seen that, AOL.
Yeah.
I kid you not. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
25 years.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. No, it's okay. I'm still an AOL girl. It's okay.
Yeah, it's just I remember having AOL a long time ago when MySpace was still around. A lot of people had my AOL.
Right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I created that email to have MySpace.
Wow, what are the coincidences? What are the chances of that?
I know, yeah. Isn't that funny?
And Emily, what is the address you have the business registered to?
5375 Cuesta, P-U-E-S-T-A, Del, D-E-L, Sol, S-O-L.
Okay. And that's going to be in Las Cruces as well?
Yes, sir.
I can hear your baby. How old is your baby? She sounds, or he sounds young.
I have a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old.
Oh, yeah, mine are big now. My girls talk back now. That's unfortunate.
Oh, well, shit. Don't put nothing past this 3-year-old, man. She's got a mouth. Oh, gosh. Huh, stinker. Yeah, it's in the car.
And then, Emily, what days and what times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open for business?
I think initially we said Monday through Friday, what time? 7 to 5, and then Saturday, 9 to 1.
Saturday, 9 to 1 p.m. Okay, perfect. All right. And then how far are you guys willing to travel for new customers?
That's what we were trying to figure out. It kind of depends. All over New Mexico, for sure.
Are you guys trying to keep it local right now?
Well, you know, my husband's been doing work in Silver City, New Mexico, which is, 2 hours away. So we're willing to, travel, but I don't know.
I would put you guys maybe 50 miles for now, which is about an hour away. And, that changes. Yeah, we can change it at any time. Okay, perfect. Are you guys currently licensed and insured, Emily, or not yet?
We're setting up our LLC right now.
Okay, perfect. All right, no worries. We can still help. Okay, one second.
We have all the paperwork. We just need to finish.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, Saturday, I'm actually not tomorrow, on Monday, Emily, you would get one of our IT guys to give you a call on Monday. They're the ones that are going to collect the information and get you on the first page of Google. He's going to ask you for your website to make sure we get that promoted on Google as well. All the back end, that's what they handle. What time on Monday would you have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare?
Monday's the 6th. Yeah, I think I would. Yeah, I think I can do that.
Yeah, that's
morning,
so I'm asking. Morning preferred. Okay. I do have a 9 a.m. available for Monday.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
That'll do.
Perfect. Just make sure you don't miss that phone call, so we can get the ball rolling for you there. Okay, and then what is the website? Can you tell me the name of the website, please?
Yeah, it's Perry Advanced Welding. It's not, I haven't published it yet.
It's okay.
It's PerryAdvancedWelding.com.
No worries. Well,
it currently still looks like a PowerPoint.
It's okay. I'm sure you'll get to it. Okay. Whenever your kids allow you to.
Yeah, right? Yeah, seriously. That's what it is.
And then you have access to Emily R. Pollard at AOL.com. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. I'll send all the confirmations to everything there. And then I do need a security question forever when you call us or we call you. It would be your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. Go ahead.
Embury, E-M-B-U-R-Y.
Embury. Okay. You said E-M-B-U-R-Y. R-Y?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Embry. Gotcha. Perfect. That would be the password to the account, okay? And if you ever call us, make sure if you want your husband to have access to this account that you let him know. I'm sure he knows your mother's maiden name, but if he wants access, he has to know that. Okay, perfect.
Well, I'm pretty much the manager at this point. I manage his life too.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
all right.
The manager.
So yeah, okay. It sounds like you're the real boss. Don't tell him I said that. You're gonna be like, Emily, hang up the phone right now.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I pulled a string in this place. I let him wear the pants every now and then.
Well, that's good. You know what? That's how I feel with my wife, too. I guess you guys just let us feel like we run things sometimes.
Exactly. We push you in the right direction.
At the end of the day, it's always like, hey, man, let me just check with the wife, make sure I'm good to go on that.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
My husband uses me as an excuse for a lot of things.
Well, you know what?
Sure.
You know what they say, Miss Perry, happy wife, happy life, man, so.
Amen, amen.
And Emily, regarding the payment, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
So let me ask you this, Mario.
Absolutely.
That's the name, right?
That is funny.
At any point, if we at any point just decide, you know, it's getting to be too much, like we're not getting the business that we need to keep up with this.
Correct.
You know, because we're paying Wix. I mean, we're paying a bunch of different things right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we fully paid off. Or not paid off, but we bought our logo off websites. We're paying to use our logo. You know, we got a lot of stuff, and we don't have a whole lot of business right now.
Understood.
So if at any point we decide, you know, we just
you
can't
part ways.
Go this path anymore, can we, like, end our, like, partnership?
Right. If you guys want to part ways with us, that's what you're saying. If there's any agreement, contract, anything binding for you guys to stay with us, right? That's your question. Yeah, there is a 10-year contract. I'm just kidding, Emily. This is a.
Oh my gosh! I was like, oh, okay, Mario, let's hang up the phone. Just kidding.
I'm teasing you. Absolutely not. We're not allowed to have contracts under our Google guidelines. You know, there's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. You can be with us for 2 months. 3 months, 3 years, whatever you want to be with us, you're not binded to stay with us any particular amount of time. But obviously, our customers stick around because as long as we are, you know, keeping you busy, that's what clients want. You know, keeping the work coming and nobody minds paying. I mean, you're paying $199. That's not what our clients pay. They pay quite a bit more than that, but I will honor that for you.
Well,
but yeah, you.
I appreciate you doing that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think Tara's to blame for that one.
God.
I'll have a conversation with her later and say why is she offering that.
Right. So I called her, or she called and she asked, and I was like, I feel a little bad because I was a little stern with her because seriously, I'm so over these phone calls and my husband's like,
I can imagine.
He's gone. I'm like, yeah. And so I was like, yeah, well, we're not willing to pay. We're not even willing to pay $199. She's like, you got quoted $199. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, we don't even work like with that. I'm like, well, then I'm sorry. She was like, hold on. Let me talk to my manager. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that to me. So, okay. As long as she was, you know, she's definitely one of the best ones we have. We always get such good feedback from clients, and you know, she tries to keep it very professional, very nice with our clients. But thank you so much. To answer your question, Perry, yes, you're able to terminate the service at any time if you're not happy with it. Okay.
Okay. And then there was one other question before I go through all this.
Go ahead.
Hold on one moment. Let me get back to that system. Terminating, and so once I, you know, the tech guys call me, will it be on there on Google that day?
Absolutely not. If anyone ever tells you that, they're full of baloney, Emily. Don't ever believe anyone that tells you that, okay?
Oh,
so, okay, I like to keep things very transparent, okay?
Yeah.
And really most clients love that portion, right? So for us to get you on the other sites, which is like Yelp, Apple, Bing, you would be on those sites within about 7 to 14 days, okay?
Okay.
In order for us to do the verification on our back end with Google and put you on the first page of Google, that takes us, I have to tell you, 45 days. It could take us a little bit sooner than that, but I got to tell you 45 days. And that's because we're partners to Google. If we were not, just so you know this, if we were like a third party company, all these guys that are calling you, it would take us, Google gives them a window about 4 months out.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It's only
of
that. Go ahead.
If once we, you know, make confirmation of this payment and do all this stuff, talk to the tech guys, do all this. 45 days, but no one else can take
like, because I think Tara was saying a spot opened up.
Yeah, so no, so the position, the position on the first page, we only have one, right? But as soon as you submit and I submit payment, that position is closed up on our end, you know.
Okay, cool.
That closes up on our end, and we tie that down on our end. So, yeah, we would have to close that down. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds good. And then let me, before we go through, finish going through, because I'll give you my cart here in a second, let me get your y'all's company name again.
Yeah, hold on here. Let me send that over to you so you can have it for reference.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just so I know who to, like, and the number to call.
Absolutely. All that stuff's going to come to you right immediately. Text message and email.
To this number? Will the text message come to this? This is my husband's phone. Oh, okay. Got it. Local Splash. Okay.
Yep. Local Splash. Guilty as charged. And that's my name right there. So if you ever want to yell at someone and say, I spoke with this guy, make sure you ask. I'm the only Mario within this department. So there's, you can't confuse us for sure.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, well, let's just go ahead and do this, Mario.
All right, give me one second. I'm just
jamming the crap out of me. We're good.
Well, I'll tell you, if just to give you a heads up, if I was planning to do any type of scam, I think that I would probably shoot for a lot higher than $199. Just so you know.
Yeah. Cute. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay, bear with me one second. I just got to make some pricing adjustments on my end. Bear with me.
Yes, sir. No worries.
Yeah. I just got to make some adjustments here on that pricing and, got to put some notes on here because I got a boss, too. I got to eventually, obviously they won't ask, but in case they do, hey, man, what happened to that account? Why is it $199?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you.
No worries. I just, I hope that we can definitely keep the relationship with Perry Advanced Welding on a long term.
Yeah, me too. Oh, wait, I remembered my other question. Once you have time.
Yep. No, go ahead.
Can I ask enough?
Okay. Go ahead.
We are talking about moving.
Okay.
And would we just call y'all and have
just give
y'all
us,
switch?
Just give us a call and we do the switch. That's easy peasy for us.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And would we, like, say we move to, North Carolina. We move to Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, we'll just start promoting. Yeah, you'll still have everything. We'll just move it over. We'll start doing promotion on a different state, different city.
Okay, cool. And it would still be, like, a number one-ish spot?
Yeah, it will still be on the first page, correct. Absolutely.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, great.
All right. Bear with me here one second. All right. Go ahead. Now I did all the changes here. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
All right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. 4342.
Okay.
5750.
Okay.
2481.
Okay.
3800.
3800. Expiration date?
7/28.
July 2028. And then there's something in the back of the card called a security code. If you don't mind providing that, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, 878.
878. Okay. All right, stand by 1 second while I verify this is a valid card. 1 second, please.
All right.
Emily, are you Spanish-speaking by any chance?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
Poquito,
okay. I just... being nosy. Sorry there. Okay.
Oh, no. It's okay. I wish. Man, I took French in high school. I should have taken Spanish. I don't know what I was thinking there.
Gotcha. Well, hey, whatever works.
So I got to go to France, so.
Oh, okay.
Worth
all
it.
Right, let's see here. Oh. Give me 1 second. Okay. I just got to read our disclosure to you. It would take me about 30 seconds, and then we will be all set for Monday. Before I process the payment, Ms. Perry, I do have to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason behind this is that I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand, just do me a favor, ask me to clarify it for you, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. And, of course, to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and it works as an added form of protection for you as well. To ensure the accuracy of today's order, can you please state the name of the company?
Perry Advanced Welding.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Emily Perry, co-owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Perry Advanced Welding?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Ms. Perry, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result, to increase visibility, you might get calls from other companies. Keep in mind that the question that we gave you, which, which is your mother's maiden name, that's going to be the security password to the account, and we will always ask for that. Okay?
Okay. So if someone calls us and...
Doesn't ask. You know it's not us. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to ask, hey, unless they introduce themselves, hey, this is Local Splash, and you can even ask to make sure, you know, if you want to, hey, what's do you know my security question? You know, they have to know that. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when necessary?
When necessary, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're with us? Basically meaning, okay, perfect. If you get another company. If you guys hire another marketing company, I mean, it rarely happens, right? It usually happens when they have like multiple locations, right? When there's like different locations and then they'll hire other SEO companies in different states.
Yes, sir.
You know, but yeah, so just if you were to hire any other SEO company while you're with us to keep us in the loop. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, September 13th, in the amount of $199. Okay. When this payment is completed, it will renew October 13th for that same amount. I'm going to grandfather you into that monthly rate of $199. Okay. Keep in mind that if at any point you're not satisfied, you're not happy, and you want to part ways with us, you have that right because this is not a contract. We simply ask that you give us a call 3 days prior to the expiration renewal date. So your automatic payment renewal date is every 13th of the month. So as long as you call us on the 10th, you'll be squared away. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. You will start getting emails in the next 2 or 3 minutes. You know, of course, welcoming you to the company. You're going to get an email particularly that says, this is your initial invoice. On that email, Emily, you want to open that up. When you do, there's going to be a little blue link. That says click here to accept our terms and conditions. Now, let me explain to you what that is. So once you click on that, it's going to open up a page that says terms of experience. You're going to see your phone number at the bottom. There's going to be two empty square boxes right under your name. The first box, right under your phone number, I'm sorry, right under your phone number. The first box says, hey, you give us permission to call or text you when we have to. And the second box says that you agree to the terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract and that you have the right to cancel the service at any time. Okay.
Okay.
And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Emily Perry. Right underneath your name, there's going to be a little orange box that you have to put your name in and then hit confirm signature. Once you do that, it's going to take you to another screen that's going to ask you for your login credentials. Don't worry about that. You'll get those on Monday. But once you do that as well, what that does, it sends that document over to the IT guy. So when they call you on Monday, they'll see that you already signed the terms and conditions, and they don't have to waste more time, you know, or spend more time. So it's very simple. Mm-hmm. If you don't get it done, let them know on Monday that you didn't get it, you know, you were not able to get it done. But if you could, try to do it before Monday. Okay. And then lastly, let me be the first one to welcome you, Emily, to our company here at Local Splash. We look forward in having a long-term relationship with Perry Advanced Welding. Again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to work with you and show you what we can do here alongside of being on that first page of Google. So we will talk to you. Thank you, ma'am. We will talk to you Monday morning at, I think we scheduled it for 9 a.m., if I wasn't mistaken. Yes, 9 a.m.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 9 a.m. Monday morning. Mm-hmm.
Will they call this number?
Yep, this call is now 654-1045. Okay. Yeah, they'll call this number.
Could you add, this is my husband's number.
Okay.
We just put him. Could you add my number to the account? Or make have it?
Yes,
so
I
that,
could.
I mean, this is a good, this is a good number for them to call, like, with other things. But, this is my husband's
okay,
phone.
But
like
for,
I said,
the,
I got,
for the Monday phone call, you want to take it?
Yeah, I want to take it. My husband might be doing
okay,
it. Is that,
no
is that?
No, that's fine. I just want to make sure that that number, too, which is the number that you want to see on that first page of Google?
This number, the 654-1045 for Google. But I do all the managing business side of everything with the company. He's
my laborer. My husband's my laborer. I just whip him. Go do this job, right?
You're so harsh.
I know, man. It's a tough world out there. You gotta have some balls.
God, you know, I feel like giving your husband a hug.
Oh gosh, yeah, he probably needs one. I'm just kidding. I'm so mean.
I'm teasing him. Don't tell him that. He's gonna tell you to hang up on me.
Oh my gosh.
I will. Okay. What is your number?
575.
Okay.
635-5127.
575-635-5127. Okay. Perfect.
Yes,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, Emily. We will call this number on Monday.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Thank you so much, Mario.
You're very welcome. Have a beautiful day. Again, thank you guys. Thank your husband, both of you. You know, we will get the ball rolling. And just please make sure you get that phone call at 9. I don't want you to miss it, because if you do, that's the only thing that will, hold things up there, because we will have to reschedule it when the next available appointment with the IT clients become available. So I'm also going to send you an email. Give me about 5 minutes. I'll send you an email inviting you to the appointment at 9 a.m. on Monday.
Okay, and that would be 9 a.m. my time, correct? Not
yes,
Cali
yeah,
time.
That's 8 a.m. our time, because you are 3:14 now, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, it's 2:14 here. So, yeah, we're calling you 8 a.m. our time, which is 9 a.m. your time.
Okay, yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure of that. Cause...
Yep.
I don't know if I get it, though.
All right. Sounds good.
So,
well,
thank you guys very much. And again, thanks for the opportunity. You know, you did give us that 1% of trust, and we're going to gain that other 99 and show you what we can do.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. We look forward to it.
Okay. All right. Talk to you Monday. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You
too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.